Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio
Yeah. is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Kildare, Dr. Casey, you're wanted for a consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. Hi, guys.
3, 4, tell the doctor where you're sore.
They told me find a cute boy and have him kiss you 5 or 10 times a day, and then in no time, like magic, the pain will go away. Oh, I feel better already. Dr. Kildare, Dr. Casey, you're wanted for a consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. I get so lonely I cry. Oh, Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey, what do you prescribe?
2, 3, 4, have you felt this way before?
They told me find a cute boy and have him hug you every hour or two, and then in no time, like magic, you're gonna feel like me. Oh, this is better than fine doc. Dr. Kildare, Dr. Casey, you're wanted for a consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. My emotions are dead. Oh, Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey, should I take to bed?
6, 7, 8, soon we'll have you feeling great.
They told me find a cute boy and have him love you. Dr. Kildare.
Yes.
Dr. Casey.
Yes, Connie.
Oh, I think you've discovered a new miracle drug.
Oh, did I?
Oh, this is really the cure.
You don't say.
Oh, I feel wonderful.
You do?
I never felt this way before.
Uh-huh. She feels better already.
We're all best friends,
and that's all that counts.
I know that I don't know what you feel like inside, and the same goes to you. So I don't want you near me. You just judge about by its cover, but in this case, by me. So our names are
Cassandra,
Jennifer,
Emily,
Christina,
Andrea,
Lisa Marie,
Sophie,
Kayla.
And we're all big family of friends.
You don't do that like the clubs we used to join. You just do it how you want, how you want, do it how you want. You don't do that like the clubs we used to join. You just do it how you want, how you want, do it how you want. Joining clubs, play them games and other stuff like that.
We're just going to stay how we are.
You're near me. You just judge about by its cover, but in this case, by me. So our names are
Cassandra,
Jennifer,
Emily,
Christina,
Andrea,
Lisa Marie,
Sophie,
Kayla.
And we're all big family of friends.
You don't do that like the clubs we used to join. You just do it how you want, how you want, do it how you want. You don't do that like the clubs we used to join. You just do it how you want, how you want, do it how you want.
Joining clubs, play them games and other stuff like that.
We're just going to stay how we are, how we are, how we are.
Maurice Tan from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutral.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know,
actually rock.
Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Benjamin.
Follow me where I go, what I do, and make it part of you to be a part of me. Follow me, abandon all the way and all around. Take my hand and I will follow too.
Are a little behind the times, but how do they get the dead to write rhymes? Song after song on the radio I hear is by the guy who died in the yesteryear, but it's the best I hear of all the crap on the air. It's pretty sad when you compare it to those still breathing the air. I've been looking for a deal since I wrote my first song. Now I finally realize what I've been doing wrong. It's not my cheesy beats or that my lyrics aren't strong. It's just the simple fact that I've been living too long.
Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf,
so I might get a deal if I kill myself. That would pretty much guarantee more airplay, but I don't think that I'd be able to enjoy the extra pay. It blows me away what the dead are achieving. Silly me thought it'd be tough to rap without breathing. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Living or not, I gotta give them their props. They've been dead for years, but the rhyming don't stop. They'll be back, doesn't matter what the death report is. Throwing down and being hard is now due to rigor mortis. That rapper died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall, but now he's got gold records on the wall. It's the dawn of the dead, and the dead can rap. Still getting paid while taking a dirt nap. In the store you hear their beats cranked high. You look the clerk in the eye and say,
didn't that guy die?
But their careers go on, even though they're long gone. There's a sign next week out on Forest Lawn. Dead rappers got records on the top of the charts, and all I got is a degree in liberal arts. That means that before I could never be adored, I'd have to be full of formaldehyde as stiff as a board. I just can't believe what the dead are achieving, like a rude house guest who's just not leaving. It's another bonus for the record label CEO. Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
On. He has ceased to be. Homeboy has expired and gone to meet his maker. This is a late rapper. They be stiffed, bereft of life. OGs, rest in peace out. Metabolical processes are of interest only to historians. My man has dropped the twig. Mofo has shuffled off this portal coil, running upside the curtain and joined the choir invisible. In short, this is an egg.
Scott LaRock has been dead for like 15 years, so he'll probably do a video with Britney Spears. Every year we hear the news, there goes another one lined up on death row.
Now that's a big pun.
Big L, Biggie Smalls, all the big rappers get death's glance, so Buffy didn't stand a chance. And the record labels won't leave well enough alone, cause you can't collect royalties on a tombstone. I got some advice for the folks who hate Eminem. Don't kill him, cause then you'll never get rid of him. They'll put out best, worst, and unreleased rhymes. Get best vocals and home videos until the end of time. Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf. So here's a toast to Jay-Z's health and to Puff Daddy, Pete Diddy or whatever. Live long and prosper, hell, live forever. Cause once they're dead, we won't ever be free. No R.I.P. for R.A.P. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Yo, dawg, that rapper is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Mostly dead is slightly alive. Well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing you can do.
What's that, yo?
Go through his clothes and look for the bling bling.
And I'll touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Has become
to the gang
shot him
on the bodies.
To the gang,
shot him
on the bodies.
little more respect for the Lord and the law and the working man. And we could use a little peace and satisfaction. So good people up front take the lead. A little less talk and a little more action. And a few more rednecks is what we need. I was raised on beans and cornbread, and I like my chicken fried. Yes, I drive a pickup truck, and I'm full of American pride. I keep a Bible on my table, I got a flag out on my lawn, and I don't believe in minding no one's business but my own. And I love them Rambo movies, I think they make a lot of sense. And it's a shame old John Wayne didn't live to run for president. And I don't care what nobody says, I don't trust old Gorbachev. And I don't know who turned him on, but it's time to turn him off. What this world needs is a few more rednecks. So people ain't afraid to take a stand. And what this world needs is a little more respect for the Lord and the law and the working man. We can use a little peace and satisfaction. So good people up front take the lead. A little less talk and a little more action. And a few more rednecks is what we need. Now they're trying to take my guns away, and that would be just fine. If you take them away from the criminals first, I'll gladly give you mine. And I don't mind paying taxes, but it makes my temper itch when my hard-earned money goes to make some politician rich. What most people call a redneck, he ain't nothing but a working man. And he makes his living by the sweat of his brow and the calluses on his hands. Now you intellectuals may not like it, but there ain't nothing you can do. Cause there's a whole lot more of us common folks than there ever will be of you. What this world needs is a few more rednecks. So people ain't afraid to take a stand. What this world needs is a little more respect for the Lord and the law and the working man. And we can use a little peace and satisfaction. So good people up front take the lead. Need a little less talk and a little more action. And a few more rednecks is what we need. That's what we need. And a few more rednecks is what we need.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
The mind, you know, so believe us.
among the drifting spores. Burrito sees you coming, and he's tremendous joys. Said all the wise are humming. He sees a fuming lie, and has the will to smite it. If there is a wrong here in this song, he will not fail to write it. Got the rage tonight.
Me. be so-so-soing at